91, it's Nugget and Al. The music industry everywhere took a hit during COVID.
Oh, big time.
Sunshine Coast was no exception. But this is exciting, Nug, because people from different areas of the music industry are getting together to, rebuild the music scene here on the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah, this is really, really exciting. And there's a couple of some fairly serious heavy hitters getting involved in this in an organisation that's called the Sunshine Coast Music Industry Collective. One of those heavy hitters, a guy who's had a bit to do with Australian music over the last 30 or 40 years, Ian Dicko Dixon. How are you, Dicko?
I sound so old when you say it like that.
I'll rephrase it. A man has had lots to do with the music industry over the last 18 months. How does that sound?
There you go. That's much better. I'm young and fresh now.
I freshened you up. But, mate, this is really, really exciting. And we'll get to, there's something happening on Thursday night that the Hot family can go along to, a launch party. But just right off the bat, the Sunshine Coast Music Industry Collective, this organisation you're part of, has this been COVID-inspired, or is it more just because you saw just a desperate need to try and help reinvigorate the local music industry?
No, I think certainly to do with it. I think all of us felt like music industry in general needed shot in the arm. But I see what it really is about. I mean, obviously, I've been up on the coast for 6 years. It's God's country. I call this my home now, and I love it. And I work, want to do whatever we need to do just to make this industry up here a bit stronger. And I think the other thing is, if you're a young person making music on the coast, there's a feeling like you've got to go to a big city to fulfill your dreams. And we want to reverse that trend. There's a big influx of people moving up here since COVID, and we want to create an industry that feeds a growing population. So we want to reverse the brain drain, really, and make sure the Sunshine Coast is a beacon for people to come and make music and ply their trade.
So like in the early 90s, where there was lots of flannel-clad angry young men in Seattle, and that worked out pretty well. A couple of bands like Nirvana and Pearl Jam came out of that. Is that kind of what, is this the vision here, that the Sunshine Coast becomes like Seattle did all those years ago?
Well, you've absolutely picked it. Yeah, that a town like Seattle, you think of New York, you think of hip-hop, you think of Manchester, you think of Stone Roses and Happy Mondays and New Order. And they've got a scene. And even Byron Bay, I think, in this country, has an idea of coastal folkies and roots music. We would like to create some sort of a vibe here so that we have an identity, a musical identity. Now, we're also fortunate to have a University of Sunshine Coast got a music degree that's one of the best in the country. So we're developing a lot of great, hungry young practitioners, not only in terms of making music, but producing it, marketing it, managing, doing all the other stuff around it, like making videos, social media. We want to be a hub for that sort of activity around music in the Sunshine Coast, so you can live in one of the best places on earth and do one of the best things on the planet.
And we've got anything in the pipeline at the moment that you want to work on?
Well, we've got our launch show on Thursday night where we're getting people to come along and network. And this is a chance to come and rub shoulders with people who are coming from Sydney and Melbourne, people who work with premier artists, people who work with Mushroom, people who work for all these big who want to come up here and support the growth of this industry. But also you can network with local bands, because one of the most powerful things you can do as a young artist is collaborate. So that's what we're going to be doing. First and foremost, we're going to come out the closet and say we exist, get people knitted together as our members, and then start to run some things like incubator programs, song hubs, all that sort of stuff that really gets things moving.
Well, Dicko, you've known for a long time that Albie and I have been running a world-class lip-syncing institute.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, mate, if that's something that we can be of help with, we don't want to throw names around like Milli Vanilli as some of our past students, but we're just saying we're here if you need us, mate.
No, well, I've always thought of you as the Milli Vanilli of radio up here, you know.
See,
so I don't know which one's which, actually.
Oh, well,
which one's Milli?
I don't think they knew which one was which, and we certainly don't.
Something else we're working on is a ABBA-inspired magic show, which we tentatively, for a loose title, are calling it ABBA Cadabra.
Any interest?
What do you think of that?
Good. And you could have a dead body in there and call it ABBA Cadabra.
Oh, see?
We need to get Dicko on board.
This is what happens. You get great minds in the room together and young performers. This is how careers start. So Thursday night.
This is what I'm offering the whole process. Lots of dancing.
Dicko's main role on this is just puns, basically. But they're some of the best puns you'll ever hear. Now, Thursday night at Night Quarter, as you said, this is going to be a great event. This is the launch party, and this is a great opportunity. And members of the Hot Family were saying you can go along to Mosh Ticks and get your free tickets to go along. But this is a fantastic opportunity for young musicians, people in the industry, Dicko, who are wanting to stay here on the Sunshine Coast. This could be the first step in a very big journey.
Well, what we're saying, look, if you identify as being involved or interested in making music, Thursday's when you can come along and actually join the music industry. Like, you can come along, network, get serious about what you're doing, and just add your voice to ours. And if you need some help, that's what we're here for. We want to help you if you're a young promoter, a young band, a young manager. We want to be a support group for that to make sure that we keep all the good talent here on the coast.
And then the little booth in the corner will be Albie, me and Dicko, yep, just giving your band a pun name. We're happy to help with that.
Look,
this is, I said, this is really exciting. It's been a really tough few years for local music everywhere, but especially here on the coast. The organisation's called the Sunshine Coast Music Industry Collective, and this Thursday night at Night Quarter, it's the launch party. As I said, to get your tickets, and they're free tickets, go to moshticks.com.au and look up SCMIC launch party, and I reckon we're going to see some very, very cool stuff coming out of there sooner rather than later. Dicko, always great to have you on the blower, mate. You're a dead set Sunshine Coast local. What you're doing here is really, really cool. And thanks for joining us this afternoon, mate.
You're welcome, guys. Thanks for your support.